And welcome to Season 10, Episode 16 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. We have now made it to the end of April, folks. Third of the year is done, and here we are with nothing to show for it. But I'm here, as always, with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you tonight, Lenny?
You know what? I'm doing pretty well. It was a nice weekend. A lot of progress made at the fleet of old cars run by the Goon.
I'm glad somebody we're going to get into that, trust me, for sure. Yeah. Chief, were you productive? Because that might just make it 2 out of 3.
First of all, I heard you call him Money, and I didn't want to skip over that.
Money? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say Buddy.
Yeah, but you definitely did not. Okay. As the tape, you
maybe
know,
he owes me some. I don't know.
I probably do. I mean,
how you doing there, Money?
we're gonna see that the call on the field stands.
Oh, I can already. Yankee Swamp Fox is gonna be running it back and playing it backwards, and you know, it'll say something like "Kill Crutch." You know, anyway.
Well, it won't do that, but.
I am Paul. I don't know what, you know.
You built a gazebo?
I did.
A whole gazebo?
Dude, from like scratch or a kit or?
A kit, not scratch.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do either one, so I'm impressed.
We've got a picture too.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a picture in the notes, show notes.
Dude, that looks great. And is that like backyard right below where your kind of covered deck is, where we had coffee every morning?
It is not. It is directly outside of where the kitchen entrance was, behind the brick wall.
Ah, okay.
Walls of wood. Yeah. So now on one side of the brick wall is wood. On the other side is grilling a pizza oven and a fully functioning grill. So now you can cook food, and then a couple steps away,
you can eat it.
Sit down and eat it.
Wow.
Mosquito nets. It's got privacy curtains. It is.
I'm just questioning life choices at this point.
It looks like it has vents in the roof, so if you wanted to have, say, a fire pit in the center there, that would work too.
You, Goon, are correct. And
look at that.
I roof. Took apart some things, and on the hooks that they provide, mm-hmm. I put a solar light, a dusk to dawn light, so it will come on when the lights turn off.
Wow.
Nice.
You're like a homeowner.
Yeah, but his projects actually get completed, not like ours.
Well, there's right, that. So yeah.
To be fair, there were two people that were asking me for crypto advice, and I said, I need help with this. If I get help.
Then you know, the barter system works great.
Yeah. So it was funny because the one guy was like, this is really hard. Let me call someone else. And then the two of them were doing it. And then he said, you know, you told me it was going to take an hour, and I have been here all day. So from 9 a.m.
Welcome to the club. That's funny.
Sounds like you estimate like I do.
Exactly.
Well, so I said nothing. I said, I need help, and that is as far as I went. It is your friend who grossly underestimated how long this was going to take. But in any case, I got their crypto wallets, and I am working on fulfilling my end of the bargain now.
Very nice.
Excellent. Very nice.
That's outstanding. Well, I'm feeling unproductive now. I'm really tired. I had to do some night work last week, and it just like ruined the weekend. And then I had I hosted a birthday party for my mother-in-law, which is fine. We had a lot of people over. They didn't leave till like almost 11. That was a long day.
What was that, Saturday?
That was Saturday, yeah.
My Saturday was totally unproductive. Do you feel better now?
Really? What happened? Or not happened? What were you trying to do?
I got a notice in Facebook about one of the other dog rescue groups holding a golden retriever meetup at Henway Hard Cider Distillery. What's about an hour, about 5 pounds. Okay. God, that's an old joke. But we're old guys. I'm almost an official old guy.
Yes. In a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
It's like 2 weeks, right?
Yep. Exactly. But anyway, I thought golden retrievers and hard cider.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong with this? So I invited from my former office. I invited Giggles, and her boyfriend. I don't have a name for him yet. So should I use his real name, or should we just call him the boyfriend for now?
The boyfriend's fine. Yeah. Does she have a golden?
She does not, but she loves dogs. And I said, if you want to, her boyfriend needed some advice from Hurricane, who you know is a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why don't you come out and do this? I mean, it's not, you know, Hurricane can't drink, so she's not going to get, you know, sloshed.
Must be awesome to designate a driver all the time.
It is awesome.
Not because I have. That's the difference.
I had one cider, and I was like, "Whoa, what are they doing to this stuff?" It packed quite a wallop. I feel like Scotty there. She's packing quite a wallop.
It's green.
And they got about 55 goldens.
Oh Lord!
In the tasting room food area.
You know how when you have a large amount of plutonium and you take a large amount of plutonium and you put them together and they have that word for it. What's the word? Critical mass.
Yeah.
What is the critical mass of goldens?
Two, at least at my house. So 50 was plenty. Oh, pandemonium ensued. It was unbelievable fun. Unbelievable. The group that sponsored it is called Great Golden Retriever something.
Thanks for enlightening us on that.
Look them up at great.org. They're a terrific group. And in fact, the group that I volunteer with was started by them and then split off to go work in an area that they don't support. They do, but... there weren't very many people from Great up in the Pennsylvania, Delaware area. So Goldheart took over that.
How do you spell Great? E-A-T?
Okay. Yeah.
G-R-E-A-T.
Because great.org just takes you to better industries.
Then look up Great Golden Retriever Rescue and see what it says.
Oh, my gracious. See, this is why...
Don't make me do all the work for you, okay?
Or do any of the work, apparently.
It's great with two R's.
Okay.
It's great with two R's.
Golden Retriever Rescue something.
Golden Retriever Rescue Education and Training. And yes, there'll be a link in the show notes.
Yes. Yes. The and training part, the Canine Protective Force doesn't know anything about that.
Right.
So of the three members of the force, who do you think... was the shining star of the meet and greet?
It was one of yours?
Of my three, who did the best? Because I know what I was thinking. I was thinking it would be Stitch because he's the most outgoing. That's him right now. No. Quiet Peaches.
Wow.
We had more people coming up going, what a beautiful dog. And she's so quiet and well-behaved. And she would just sit there and look at Stitch like, see, I told you this would work.
It's nice of you that you allowed the half-breed there. So, yeah.
You know what? There were a lot of crossbreeds.
Not including a pure golded and all, you know.
Including a golden and looked and sounded like a Great Pyrenees golden cross to me. I didn't have a chance to meet everyone. I tried my hardest, but...
I'm looking for the golden chihuahua mix.
If you go to...
I'm not quite sure how that would work, but okay.
If you go to the Henway Cider site...
Yeah?
There are pictures of all of us. And you'll see me in the very back and Hurricane. Wendy did very well, too, by the way. But she was enamored with the boyfriend and would not leave the poor man alone. Nice. I love you. You're cute.
And that link will be in the show as well. Without the chicken joke.
They had a chicken joke?
What's a hen weigh?
Oh, about 5 pounds, yeah. Okay. Didn't we just do that?
We did, but it's okay.
So would you guys like to hear the automotive stories before we get into serious stuff?
We're getting into serious stuff? When are we going to start that?
I figured it was 10 years. We ought to start sometime.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear about the cars first.
So all three cars had some level of work done on them this week. The Hurricane's car has had a long-standing issue with the wheel speed sensor.
The wheel goes around and around.
Right. And the Germans, they have a great, absolutely terrific error message. Implausible wheel speed. Does that mean... Yeah, right. You know, three of them... What, three wheels are going forward and one's going back, and you're figuring, hey, there's something wrong here.
You don't want to say it's wrong. We just say it's implausible.
We are getting data, but it's right. Not.
All
it's
data not, is good data.
Yes, but this is not data that makes sense to us. So, Hurricane's going to her high school. To participate in something called Sacred Concert this coming weekend. And I didn't want her to go all the way up there with the sensor broken because it screws up your... You don't have cruise control, you don't have all-wheel drive, and you don't have anti-lock brakes. I'm okay with me driving it that way, but I'm not okay with her driving it that way.
Got it.
And so I brought it to...
Yeah, who? Who? Jacob, who did you bring it to?
Jacob the Israeli. Last Wednesday, I drove up, dropped the car off after work, and started driving home. And Hurricane and I stopped for ice cream because you got to do that.
I wish.
And then we drove home, and I immediately got in the driveway, and my phone's ringing. It's Jacob.
Uh-oh.
That's what I said. Golly.
Golly, he says.
Golly, Jacob, what's wrong? Jacob said, I don't like you anymore. Come get your car.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? And he starts laughing uproariously. He goes, would you like to know what the problem was? Your car's fixed. Turn around and come get it.
Wow. That's amazing for Jacob.
Yeah, because it's like 8 miles to his shop from State Lagoon Manor. And he said, a flake of rust affixed itself to the magnet that is part of the sensor.
Rust has iron in it, you know.
It does. Indeed it does. And he said, I removed the piece of rust. I reset the sensor readings, and I had my guy drive it around for a little bit, and it's fixed. I did not do enough work to charge you. That's why I don't like you anymore.
Wow.
Come get it and bring it back to me when there's something worthy of my time.
My.
So she'd been driving it all week, getting ready to leave on Friday, and so far, exactly, Showcat. Exactly.
That was lucky, you know,
after all the ones that have been like, yeah, it's going to be another 1500. Thanks. Right. this was very nice. And then let's see, the other Mercedes had a problem with the front air dam falling off, and that was one that I fixed. I got out my little drill and my big packet of cable wraps, and I resecured it, and all is well. It's not pretty, but it works.
Sounds very Appalachian.
It was definitely shade tree mechanic time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm replacing that part, and the part is like, you know, $2,000. I'm not ready to do the cosmetic work, the painting and the stuff like that. When it goes to the body shop, they can clip all the little cable wraps off and go get one that works.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is old enough and damaged enough that it's not going to be reusable.
Got it.
Maybe it will be. Maybe they'll just paint it and it'll be fine. But I don't think so, because it's kind of plastic and fiberglass, and it's 1999, so it's pretty old and brittle, which is kind of the problem. So that went also very little cost. Do you recall that the Honda Odyssey was broken?
Yes.
Since Hurricane Dust. Yes. Yes. Hurricane broke it, because she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say that. Although Giggles is now friends with her and will likely call her and tell her.
Narc.
And
snitches get stitches, just saying.
You should see what the boyfriend looks like before you say that. It's gonna take us both. I'm just saying. I'm telling you now.
I got a cop in the family now, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that might work. I told her it would only be 2 hours to fix the stuck ignition key. That was at Thanksgiving.
So how's that coming?
How's it going for you?
For me doing it? Mm. Not so good. Because, you know, then we started the cold weather, which ended long about the middle of, what, Valentine's Day? It finally stopped being cold.
What's this stop being cold you talk about? Snow in April.
Well, that's true, but it wasn't, you know, the really frigid cold where truly I couldn't go work on it because I couldn't get the plastic part off the bottom. Well, Hurricane got tired of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And she called Al the locksmith, who said, sure, I can fix it. Remember, I bought the part from Rock Auto. Nice folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably way too late for me to send it back at this point. But I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to see if they'd be willing to give me store credit. Because I already have other parts they can send me. We'll hear about that in a moment. She called Al the locksmith. Al came over and I said, here's the new part. And he goes, we're not going to need that. He goes, don't you want to use the keys you already have? Yeah. He goes, well, that's why you called me. I'm going to put a new cylinder in the existing switch. There's nothing wrong with the switch. It's just the lock cylinder.
Yeah.
And then and after an hour, he comes knocking at this. He did this on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a friend of Jacob's.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes knocking on my door to bust my chops.
Mm-mm.
Who put graphite in this lock?
You put graphite in the lock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they said on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, tumblers don't get graphite. They just create mud, and then the cylinder's no good. But yours wasn't any good anyway. He goes, and it was fixed once before, and the people who did it wrong. Now it's done right.
There you go.
He goes, yeah, for pins, you can use graphite. For tumblers, you always use WD-40. I go, how can I tell the difference? He goes, you can't, man. I'm just busting your chops.
isn't that special?
And he goes, that was for Jacob. He told me to tell you he still doesn't like you.
Oh, Lordy.
Wow.
So the car starts. And I backed it all out. The only problem is the three passenger windows won't roll up.
They're currently down?
They're currently down because Hurricane managed to roll them down before the lock and everything froze.
Mm. But now you're unfroze and they still won't work?
No, the driver's window went up, but all the others will not. And that is because on the Honda, the driver's window has a direct connection to the motor through the switch. All the others work through a relay, and I can hear the switch clicking, but the relay is not being powered, which probably means the little four position, you know, the four switch controller. Mm. Probably need a new one of those.
Maybe I swapped a piece of rust on it.
That would be really cool because, you know, right now that's working in my favor.
Apparently the stuff is falling from your car like manna.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to ask Rock Auto for.
For rust?
Will you trade me even for the ignition switch for a window switch?
It's a switch. You're going to switch switches.
Maybe.
Which are you going to switch switch for? Anyway.
Which switch is which?
I don't know.
Is that what you're going to ask? I don't know. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. So that's been my week. The car does work, and I did drive it a little yesterday to you know, pump up the battery. That was it was DED dead.
Mm. My niece had a similar problem. She has a hybrid Jeep. I guess it's a Wrangler. It's a big Jeep. And it's a hybrid thing. And her battery died, and she felt very bad because she was in charge of bringing the birthday girl to the birthday party. So my mother-in-law was like one of the last people to arrive. She felt very, very upset that she had caused my mother-in-law to miss. It's just a couple hours. It was no big deal. Everybody stayed late. But she got a new battery today or yesterday. So, and at the party, I had the other niece drop a bombshell on me. So she has a new boyfriend. That would be the police aspect of our previous conversation. Her new boyfriend is a officer of the law. He works in.
We're going to call Inspector Callahan.
I don't know if he's Dirty Harry, but that'd be funny. What are you going to do, punk? Anyway, so he works in Loudoun County, Virginia, I believe, but he lives in Frederick. And the whole idea there is he doesn't want to run into anybody that he's arrested. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. Yeah. The less they know, the better. His last name triggered a memory, and he's from Southern Maryland, which is where I finished up my adolescence. I moved there as a sophomore in high school.
That kind of explains the racism, doesn't it, Chief?
There you go. Rednecks and pickup trucks. Thank you very much. But as it turns out, there is a, I would say at this point, 70% chance that his aunt or great aunt and I went to high school together. I mean, talk about small worlds. So, yeah. It's
wow.
Kinda weird. Yeah. But, and she's, you know, she's from my wife's side of the family. It's not even like one of my people. So, you know, it's weird. I mean, yeah. So we're going to find out probably sometime this week. She'll, you know, cause she, my niece was like trolling through the Facebook of all of her boyfriend's family. And she comes across this large family group picture. And I looked at it and I just pointed, yep, that person right there. I have not seen the lady in 45 years, but I'm like, yeah, that's probably her. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
That's cool.
Well, so, you know, you in particular know somebody who likes to do this for fun.
Are you going to go on a people search for me?
If you so inclined, I would do it.
All right.
Didn't I find your mom's friend in Hawaii?
You did.
Yeah, this is what happens when you have way too much time on your hands. and there was when you guys were doing tongue twisters, I am surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but I would have gone with the Tony Stark version.
Oh?
Yes. If you remember, in doing all that, you make your friends rich, you make your enemies rich, and in the end, you find out which is which.
Mm.
Ah.
And if you bonus points, if you remember which movie that came from.
I'm gonna go first one,
No.
second one,
No.
third one.
Okay, you can keep going down the line, but I'm gonna just keep saying no.
It was worth a guess, or four, or three.
Well, okay, and here's the other thing. You guys were talking about time travel. And I was waiting with breath abated
Oh,
to.
do you have some fine sciencey thing?
I do, and I have shared it because they're now saying it is possible, and they have the math to prove it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, this coinciding with some of the stuff that I was talking to Crutch before the show about on how the New York Post is now accusing a particular person in administrative power of being a time traveler.
Somebody who's orange.
Yes. It's amazing, right?
Wow. They're really running short on things to complain about, aren't they?
Oh, this is New York Post. Because the New York Times was propping up someone who was calling for the death of people he didn't like in the most
You're gonna have to
communistic
narrow it down a
fashion.
little, sir.
It is the nephew of another communist whose name is who belongs to a group that had to do with the genocide of a particular people. Does any of this ring a bell? Crutch will
Chen
know, but that's
Uyghur.
cheating.
Uyghur.
We had just talked about how to pronounce that name.
I know, but it's
So
fun
I
to
have.
make fun of him because he deserves it.
So there is a link to the article, which I thought was in jest, and then realized they are quite serious about it.
Boy, I tell you, folks, you got a lot of. There's going to be some reading assignments and probably a whole list of questions, maybe even a short quiz next week.
And you'd
Just
even put
saying.
out your Bob Lazar video.
Oh, that's true. I found a Bob Lazar video. I didn't even know he's still making them.
It was I didn't get all the way through it, but the part I did see was really good.
Well, this is one of the first times he's actually sat down with other sciencey people. Normally, he's just being interviewed. And he goes off on stuff. And he was talking to another scientist about electrostatic. So the short version of that video is don't try to find anti-gravity. There is no anti-gravity. There's just gravity. But what you can do is you can find other forces that could counteract gravity. And one of them is, in fact, electrostatic. And there's that guy, there's a head of electrostatics at NASA, and he's actually doing some amazing work. And that was part of that video.
And wasn't there a guy in the 50s that worked with this a little bit
That's
too?
where this all started was, well, actually, it started even earlier than that, but yeah.
I remember seeing videos of him with little saucer-like objects on a tether that would go whizzing around in a circle on the tether because of whatever he was doing. And it had a strange blue glow coming from the bottom of it too.
This is
Gotta
why
love your
people are
man.
disappearing. This is why the Lazar is allowed to stay out there because he's like a controlled opposition. But the sad thing is, in today's age, there's enough people saying enough things that it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It is wait a couple months and then find out that you were right. So that's going to be a sad day because he's going to say too much and they're going to say you cross the line. And then
He's going to be one of those, what is it? What are we up to? Like seven or eight scientists who've
no.
just like disappeared or died?
We're at 11.
11. Holy crap. Okay.
I just saw did you send us the one about the new person? Did that bring it up to 11? Like I saw it
The
today.
No. So the Hispanic was the one that I knew about, that I supported a long time ago. There's another person. If there's another person today, then that would make it like 12 or 13.
No, I got something in probably on my phone about him. I don't think it happened today.
12. So the answer is it says 11 to 12. I guess the person one he's disappeared. He has not been presumed dead yet.
Just disappeared. Probably went out for a beer and some
Cannoli.
cigarettes. A
Well, no,
cannoli.
he went out for a
So
cannoli.
the their melanin content says that they were not going for milk, because we know how that goes. Or at least Crunch
Little
does.
lactose intolerance here.
So maybe Crush doesn't know. In a particular community, it is a trope that when their dad says, "I'm just going out to get milk," he will never be seen again.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I've seen that. I've seen that video. No,
It's not a video. That is
it is actually a
not
video. There's an AI video.
a
It's made they made it into a short movie. Guys
Oh,
going
that's right.
out
It
for
was a
milk.
Pixar thing, right?
Right? Yeah.
So
Going out for milk.
I love, by the way, the AI picture you sent me over the weekend, Crutch.
Of what the of the hippo?
No, show cat.
Oh, yeah. Show cat doing her best spaghetti western.
She's given me a lot of Clint Eastwood side eye, Chief. 'Cause on Friday, Hurricane took her to the vet for a dental cleaning. And she was displeased. "We are not amused," she said.
As long as you don't say we are venom,
Half her face opens up.
And she said, and I said to Crutch that I thought she looked a lot like Clint Eastwood. And he had AI generate, it's perfect. It even
Okay.
has movie references in it. Yeah, you saw it because it's on the show chat.
But see, once again, I just get things out of context, and I was like, all right, so someone is bored, and I just leave it at that.
Well, no, it's not out of context. Right before it says, Show Cat had dental surgery, and I'm getting the eye. She's purring, but I don't think, put your hand over here, I dare you. I have Clint Eastwood for a cat, at which point I sent that picture. How is that out of context?
And I
Very close.
immediately.
Look, good gravy.
Go ahead, Chief.
Okay, so I think it was in bad taste that Show Cat is smoking a cigarillo, but the guns are like off, not connected to anything.
Both guns are on the
Yeah,
same side.
the guns are wrong. I did notice that. But the poster on the back is from High Plains Drifter, and if you focus in on the red wall there, it says something about Lago Hotel. Lago is the name of the town from High Plains Drifter.
Well, okay, so in all fairness, I will tell you right here and right now that if I can get to it really quick and I can bring up my previous conversations with our good friend here, do to do. Yes, here we go. I literally said, can you make a cat look like Clint Eastwood in High Plains Drifter? So, to its credit, that was the starting information. So, and the dogs apparently are upset that we're not talking about them.
They got their part earlier.
Man, what did Show Cat do?
She's just standing here looking at me like, why do we even have them here?
This is a constant request on her part.
Yeah, she's like, now my wife said that she was limping, but I haven't seen it. She says she's fine. She does not need to go to the vet. Bring one of the dogs over. I'll show you.
No. I think she's just faking it in front of your wife. She's gaslighting your wife.
I think that might be true.
Watch me drive the old lady crazy.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's right. I look at her and I go, I don't think you can do it. And then she walks away and I hear that Clint Eastwood High Plains Drifter theme.
I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
Which one is it?
It's the one that's literally done by, actually, you know, it's funny. It's all human voice, all that noise. Oops, sorry. Pardon me. I'm just talking with my hands again. Yeah.
Is it really? Oh,
yeah, it really is. That wah, wah, wah is literally people doing that. It's not like a trumpet with a wah, wah horn. Hold on a second here. High Plains Drifter music. I think we have a live performance. Hold on a second here somewhere. Oh, live. Not liver. That's the liver performance. Yes.
The liver performance. That would be disturbing right there.
That's a special one right there.
Oh. What was the other? Oh, you know what it is? It's not High Plains Drifter. It's Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, see? Trying to gaslight me just because I'm young and don't know these things.
Because
we can.
The Danish National Symphony Orchestra. Yep.
Denmark has a symphony orchestra? Who knew?
I know. They're Great Danes.
Oh. Oh. Man. Oh.
Being I'm a sorry. Dog person, you should appreciate that.
I thought you could appreciate that, yeah. There's the link. Play that at your leisure, and I will be including this link. We guys, we're going link happy. Let's see. The good.
I could hear it in the background. Someone is playing it.
Not me.
Wow. That's me.
That would be, yeah. Of course it would be.
Usually you guys can't hear it, but I'm using the backup headphones today. So.
Oh. We have, folks, you have got a lot of reading and listening. We have 8 links in today's show.
We do. So,
yes, there will be a test next week.
Why? Why give people homework?
Why? Because I can. That's the reason every teacher gave me. Mrs. Farquhar, why do we have homework? Because I can. You know.
Because I hate you all having free time. She didn't want to tell you the truth.
I'll say one thing, though. All kidding aside, I don't ever remember having homework over the summer.
No, that would we would have revolted.
We were revolting back then.
Well, that's true.
The peasants are revolting. I know, really? Yeah, anyway. But yeah, no, my son all through elementary school had homework over the summer. Yeah. I'm like, who do you turn it into? You don't have any classes, you know. But hey, it's a new day. It's a new era. Or error.
It is.
A new error?
A new error. Oh, yeah, goodness.
Usually those files aren't found when you get that kind of error. Right? Am I right?
You're right. You are, absolutely.
You are correct, sir.
Right. And we're going to leave on that high note.
So, Such as it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're kind of winding down. I know I'm running on like less than a half a tank here. Thank you very much for joining us once again. We will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by an alert from the Canine Protective Force. This is a Stitch Howells alert. Dad is once again using that big scary machine to remove all our camouflage grass in the backyard. Last year's tactic, Wendy bites the wheels, proved unusually ineffective and made Dad yell a lot. This year, Peaches lays in front of the mower. This is much more effective, but Dad still yells. And just plain Wednesday. Now that Goon has a new project, Wednesday is just another day ending in Y. all the system admins do their work off hours so as not to interfere with development. What a concept. And don't let Goon fix your car, a new service from the hurricane. Time to fix a stuck ignition lock with the Goon? 4 months. Cost? Nothing. Progress? Nothing. Al the Locksmith. Cost? $350. Time? 2 hours. 100% repair. Enough said? Almost like the Goon planned this, isn't it? Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.